Yes, the dry spell is still on, though we received some showers last week and early this week. These are just showers, and they're not spread across. Just in a few areas here and there. The situation is so bad that the crop is already, it's an impact. We've been talking about this for some time. There's no crop to talk about in the South anyway. I have been to Matopo in the mountains here close to Bulawayo. That wet spell has actually encouraged farmers to plant sweet potatoes in Bambaila, in Debele. They actually busy planting that right now. That's where they think maybe if the wet spell can come back again, they might harvest in Bambaila, Konalia. But otherwise, some cattle are already dying. But thanks to Tufayo and government, in some areas they've begun to deliver stock feed, which is selling almost half the price that you find in town. But the challenge, of course, is that most farmers don't have that kind of money anyway. But we want to encourage farmers to save disposal from one or two animals so they can then buy this feed to save the remainder of the animals. Livestock is in bad shape, very, very bad shape. It's so terrible. And if they don't dispose of the milk that they have now, they will lose everything. You rather dispose of what we have now so that you can save the two or three or four that remain.
You are talking about the bad crop situation. So what is going to happen, Mr. Ntlovu?
We have no option but to import grain and feed the people. We have no option. Currently, that's the only direction that we should take.
Are there any NGOs that are actually helping the needy in rural areas?
Yeah, I know one or two that already are out trying to register people for food aid. This is not south, of course, but I'm not sure about what is happening elsewhere in the country. But remember, what happens is we will set off with what we call very vulnerable people, and then later on increase the numbers as they go on. But my opinion is that everybody currently is actually vulnerable, and everyone needs food. That's the fact. That's the situation on the ground, and we simply have to go in and provide food. Whatever it takes, government has to simply provide food.
Mr. Ntlovu, you are a development expert, and you see that there are some countries which are almost deserts, but they are managing to feed themselves. How do they do it, and what can Zimbabwe learn out of some of these experiences, like in Israel?
It's a pity that we have not learned in the past 30 or so years. Let me tell you one thing. We have the potential to produce a lot of food, given our rivers, and even the dams that we currently have. Some of these dams are actually underutilized. That is what we see on the ground. We have the potential to increase productive irrigation, and we are not utilizing that to full capacity, unfortunately. Right? We should not be importing food from our neighbors. Instead, we should be selling food. The potential is there. We have the land. We have the farmers. We have the water. Yes, I'm aware of this climate change thing. But the number of dams that we have in the country, in fact, most of our irrigation schemes are actually lying idle. They are not functioning. Right? That is why this year we have to import grain not only from within the region, because Zambia, South Africa are also stable from exporting. This time around, I'm sure we will even buy food as far as Argentina also. Why should we when we have this potential? I would rather say I'm sure our challenge is better for planning. We don't have the foresight. We make I can't say we make it. Maybe it's an issue of attitude on the part of the planners and on the part of those that should service, I mean the community. Because we do have the potential.
Remember, most of the farmers
that are supplying us with food. Yes, we are buying food from Zambia. But I'm told these are the same farmers that we had here. Their own information. So it shows we have the capacity. Hmm. Or the farmers that did get land currently, my take is that we do have the potential to produce. So rather, government should take away the land, give to those that can produce, those that can utilize the land effectively.